Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tells Russia to have Iran leave Syria. That's the headline. David Dolan comes with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand Russia is saying to Israel, hey, stop the bombing of Iranian targets in Syria. We'll take care of it for you. Do you think Israel is going to be willing to step aside and allow Russia to take care of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard located there in Syria?
Well, Jimmy, actually, there was another reported Israeli airstrike on Thursday evening in the city of Hama in the north. The Russians have made clear that they don't want to just be notified, as Israel's been doing, just before they launch these strikes, Israel doing that so that they don't accidentally clash with Russian aircraft or Russian forces in the area, but that they want to see these strikes stopped, that they want to see Syria end as being a proxy war front for Iran and Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu answered back, well, fine, but that would mean Iran has to get out of Syria, stop building bases, stop operating from there, get its proxy Lebanese Hezbollah forces out of there as well. It looks like the Russians would have a tough negotiation there. And again, Jimmy, if that happened, if Iran were forced out of all of Syria, then the Israelis would be happy enough to stop the airstrikes. They really don't like this action in the sense that it raises tensions and there can be accidents and it's killing some Syrian soldiers in some of the strikes and others that just raises tensions between Israel and Syria. So that's Israel's side of it. We'll see if the Russians really get into negotiating that. So far, they haven't really indicated that they're willing to put that much pressure on Iran and maybe not even on Israel because they are still allied with both countries.
David Dolan with his report on the Israelis telling Russia to have the Iranians leave Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In recent years, the IDF Air Force has targeted the Iranian operations in Syria with very effective airstrikes. These airstrikes have been for the purpose of stopping the Iranian military from targeting the Israelis at Israel's northern border. At the same time, these airstrikes on Iranian troops and facilities has been to motivate Iran to go back home. Meanwhile, Russia is telling Israel that they will take care of the Iranians. However, Israel knows that will not be the case. They know Bible prophecy, which reveals a different scenario. Russia will partner with Iran to try and destroy Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 5. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...